Doyle wanted to expand what's known as earned release, where prisoners get community-based treatment for alcohol and drug problems. The program is just 2 years old and has so far had a 76% success rate, meaning 3 out of 4 participants have stayed out of the prison system once they leave. But Joint Finance Committee co-chair Dean Cofford of NENA says it's too early to grow the program by 100 slots.
I want to just go slow. I want to move forward, but I need more data. I need more facts showing me that I'm not going to get burned by this.
Lawmakers also voted to set aside money for extra prison beds if they deem the state needs them. Until recently, Wisconsin had thousands of inmates housed out of state. The governor's worked to get that number down. Co-chair Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau says the problem is that it's overcrowding Wisconsin's prisons.
What we're starting to hear now, kind of at the grassroots level amongst those that work in the system, is that the numbers, the capacity, has been pushed way beyond what many would consider kind of a safe environment.
Fitzgerald also called for a study of the state's prison capacity, but held off on an idea he floated a few months ago that the state should build a new prison. Legislators also voted to cut nearly 60 prison supervisor positions, but they rejected Doyle's plan to privatize several state corrections jobs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.